AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A U.S. official tells AP the military's deployed an amphibious assault ship and 2,500 Marines to the Middle East. Lisa Dwyer has more.
In a social media post, President Donald Trump says U.S. forces have obliterated military targets on Iran's Kharj Island and warned that the oil infrastructure there could be next. The small island in the Persian Gulf is the primary terminal through which Iran's oil exports pass. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meanwhile, Ed Donahue reports the U.S. is temporarily easing sanctions on Russian oil.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the U.S. will lift sanctions for 30 days on Russian oil that is already aboard tankers. It means customers in other countries can buy it without worrying about sanctions punishment. The move is puzzling to members of the G7, including German Chancellor Friedrich Merz.
This is definitely not our view. We are sharing the 6 out of 7 that this should be not the case because Russia is benefiting from that.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is concerned about the timing of the U.S. decision.
There has been very tight cooperation between Russia and Iran at great cost to the people of Ukraine and a great threat to peace and security in Europe.
Bessent says the idea is to stabilize the oil market and keep prices down. I'm Ed Donahue.
Oil prices climbed again, Brent crude settling above $103 per barrel Friday. Stocks closed a losing week with more losses, the Dow down 119 points on the day, about 0.3%. The S&P fell 0.6, the Nasdaq 9. Revised figures from the Commerce Department halved the estimate of fourth quarter economic growth from a 1.4% annual rate to 0.7. Meanwhile, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge showed prices up 2.8% in January over a year earlier. This is AP News. In what some describe as a bird tornado, thousands of snow geese have been touching down in Pennsylvania, making their annual flight to the Arctic. Scientists warn their abundant numbers have damaged those breeding grounds. Still, bird watchers like Devin Kriebel appreciate the spectacle.
We're at Middle Creek Wildlife Sanctuary to watch the snow geese migration. I love to come out here and just get out here before the sun rises to see everything in a different light. And then you can start to see everything kind of take off, forage in the water, and you get to see the beauty of everything as the sun's rising, and not just the waterfowl, but you get to see some bald eagles here, all of your different songbirds and some different ducks. And it's a great, quiet, calm environment that kind of grounds you and reminds you that nature's awesome.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.